Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Fridays at this time, we visit with the author of A Beat Cop's Guide to Good Eats, Lieutenant David Haynes. He's on the Team Hochberg phone line. Where are you today, Lieutenant?
Well, I'm out in Michigan getting eaten by eaten alive by mosquitoes. Well, I don't think they have those little donuts to throw in the ponds out here.
Hey, by the way, happy Donut Day. Apparently Stans is celebrating, and we've got some Krispy Kremes here in the studio today, so we miss you.
Yeah, I think they did that because they knew I was going to be out of town. So, they, you know, it's a good day to have it because I'm not there to eat all the donuts.
Yeah, they have something for the 4th of July, Patriotic Sprinkles, Strawberry Sparkler, Original Filled Freedom Ring, and a Firework Donut available at their locations around Chicago, Homewood, Evergreen Park, Hillside, and downtown Block 37. So, We know that you're here with us in spirit today. By the way, is Redimac still a big hamburger joint, a big popular spot there in Michigan?
You know, I drove by it yesterday. It's still there. I actually, I remember taking my kids there when they were little, and I. But it's not. It didn't look open yet. But I mean, I drove by it pretty early. So I don't know. I don't know how they're doing the indoor dining here in Michigan. It didn't look like they had an outside set up, though.
Yeah, we've got more street closures this weekend around Chicago. Let's see, there's about half a dozen Chicago streets set to close for outdoor dining. And, of course, the indoor dining with all those restrictions. Some restaurants saying it may not be worth it because we can't seat that many people. Others are waiting and seeing, and a lot are open. What have you found in your travels around this week, Lieutenant?
This is my last day of vacation, so I've been getting in such beautiful weather. I've been riding my motorcycle around. So one of the places I went for a short segment, I went out to Antioch. That's Lake Marie, and there's a place called the Sandbar Bar and Grill at 40870 North Douglas Avenue in Antioch. It's right on the edge of the lake, and it's a beautiful spot. They have a huge outdoor area where there's dining, and it's even got some sand for the kids to play in. So while you're eating, the kids can be playing in the sand.
Fun.
And they got really surprisingly good food for these for some little place on a little lake in Illinois. They have this deep fried Reuben sandwich, which really just bolsters my opinion that everything tastes a little bit better if you fry it.
But deep fried Reuben. That's a double dose of cholesterol.
So they have both a full sandwich and an appetizer. So if you want to just try it, you can try the appetizer. But I mean, it's really good. They basically make up. They're using a bun. They use some kind of like a tortilla or something, but not really. You know, one of like a burrito wrap, and they deep fry the whole thing, and it's got everything that would be in a Reuben sandwich. It's really good.
And is this place, have you figured out, is this like a tourist attraction?
Well, I think it is. It's just, you know, the chain of lakes. I love the chain of lakes. It's a great place to go riding, and you can rent boats and stuff. And all the lakes are connected up there, so you can take a boat and go all the way around the circle of the lake. So it's a big kind of touristy area. There's a lot of lakefront homes that people have. And this is one of the places that obviously serves the tourists, the summer crowd that comes up there every year to enjoy a lake, which is why I say it's surprisingly good food, because you they're going to get a lot of people regardless, so they must really work hard at the food.
Do they have anything healthy other than the fried Reuben?
They do. They have a full salad menu. They got they also have pizzas and burgers, and they have gluten-free items, and they have a gluten-free pizza too. So they do, and they have like a whole taco and fajita section. But they do have some healthy stuff, and it's all fresh, it seems like. I called up there and talked to the guys. They are planning on opening the indoor, but, you know, it all depends on whether they can get everything ready, whether it's open today or this weekend. One of the things, when I was talking to people about opening the inside, they're all still prioritizing outside.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, hopefully.
So unless it's raining,
hopefully the weather will cooperate. Sandbar Bar and Grill, 40870 North Douglas Avenue in Antioch. And that's the place that has gaming machines as well, right?
They do. The gaming machines are not open. The guy brought that up. The gaming machines have to be approved by a separate government agency, and so those won't be open probably for a few more days. It takes them a while to get everything done. So
you don't have jurisdiction over there to tell them it's okay, they can open?
No, but if anybody wants to hire me for a gaming board, I'd love to be in charge of casinos.
All right, Lieutenant, hold on. Before we get to your Friday food news and restaurant review, I need to ask you about a question that came up here the other day. Do we need to keep a registration card in the car? Do you just need your driver's license and insurance card if you get stopped, or are you going to ask for the registration as well all the time?
No, we only ask for driver's license and insurance.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Do they do registration cards in Illinois? I've never asked for one, and I don't have one in my car. So.
Yeah, well, you get the card with your sticker or your plate thing, whatever, and I think most of us think we need to keep it in there, and a lot of people say, well, don't do that because, somebody could have access to your personal information, and so I was just curious about that. Okay.
Yeah, that's most likely true. I mean, we can run any plate or VIN and find out who's the registered owner of any vehicle. So I don't think we ask for that anymore, because most of the time when you get pulled over, your license plate's already being run before the police officer ever walks up to the car.
Got it. And if you get stopped in the city and you mention this program, what happens? Your speech, your lecture will be 5 minutes shorter.
Just mention my name. You might still get a ticket, but at least you'll get a recommendation of where to go to eat.
Perfect. All right, let's talk about the place that you want to review this week. It's downtown here, right?
It's not too far from the studios. I actually was thinking of, you and you could take Vivian and Joe out to lunch, and so it's only a couple blocks away. You guys can all walk down there together, take a field trip. But
That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, Control Room Joe loves that idea, Lieutenant.
and you can pay, Bob. You'd probably like
that. Of course.
Cafe Cito, which is at 215 East Chestnut. Which is beat 1853, and was recommended by Officer Ray Horan of the 1st District. It's interesting when you put it in your. It's very difficult to get to, not because of it's in a good spot. It's right around the corner from the Museum of Modern Art, but because of the construction downtown right now, you know Google Maps is takes you on kind of a roundabout way.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's. It's a Cuban coffee house and cafe right there in Streeterville. It's down the street from the water tower and around the corner from the Museum of Modern Art. And it's a really beautiful little sort of almost neighborhood that people don't realize is down there east of Michigan Avenue and in between Michigan Avenue and the lake. It's a really nice little area. Fantastic to walk around in and just enjoy the city,
mm-hmm.
and look at all the nice buildings and stuff.
It's kind of a new neighborhood, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. To be honest, I don't remember ever. I mean, and I used to hang out at the Water Tower Mall when I was. I don't remember ever going in this direction. I've been to the museum a few times. I may have driven past it, but I don't remember this building being there, or so it probably is pretty new.
Yeah, there's a lot more action in the Streeterville area, and then in the area that's, as you say, east of Michigan Avenue on several streets now, where, in fact, as we look out the window here in our studio, if I look to my left, well, which is south of Navy Pier, you know, there's a lot more than there used to be.
Yeah, so it's a great little neighborhood to walk around in, and Cafecito is in the lobby of an apartment building. They do have outdoor dining, and they say they are planning on opening up this weekend. But again, same thing, they're gonna prioritize outdoor seating. You would have to actually. It has to be raining, or you have to actually request to sit inside, and they don't have very much room, so there's only gonna be a couple tables inside. And they have great Cuban coffee, and they have the press sandwiches, which is a Cuban specialty, especially the Cuban sandwich. But they have a whole other menu. They have a lot of salads. They have a shrimp ceviche, which was phenomenal. It's the mixed greens and the shrimp and tomatoes. It's like a sort of like a dry salsa or whatever, but it's not really salsa, but it's kind of, you can dip a chip into it or something.
Yeah, it sounds like a great place. Marianne will like very very Cuban with the coffee and the sandwiches.
Yeah. And they have a chivito sandwich, a steak, ham, fried egg, and cheese. You gotta love that. I mean, press sandwich, it was fantastic.
I was just saying, 215 East Chestnut, Cafecito.
Yeah. I hope I pronounced that right, because Marianne will yell later. I think it's Cafecito. That's what they call it.
Yeah, and the menu seems great. All right, so they're planning on opening indoor service today, but, of course, they have the outdoor seating there.
Right. They do have outdoor seating. And I'm really starting to like this outdoor seating. I think we should start closing streets for this, going forward. I wonder how many of these restrictions will end up becoming a permanent form of dining in Chicago. I mean, I love some of these tents that people are setting up. And, of course, we've had a really good June, so maybe the weather wouldn't always cooperate.
What happens right when we get towards November, exactly. Let's get to some food news, and then we'll do the regular news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom at 7. What's going on, though?
There's the Chicago indoor dining, and he already talked about the five more streets are opening. Mm-hmm. There's a place called Orkinoi, which is seven. It is going to be opening soon, next month, I think, in the Kimball Arts Center at 1757 North Kimball. It's going to be a brew pub and an arts collective, so they're going to display art from local artists, and I think it's a fantastic idea. Cuban Art Center, the Kimball Art Center, if you ever get a chance to get up there, is a really cool place. I went there once for a funeral for the first time, which was strange, but it was an artist funeral, so it was really nice.
You're so eclectic, Lieutenant. What a renaissance man you are.
I'm telling you. another thing that's an interesting story, they're going to open a food hall. Dr. Murphy's Food Hall is coming to the old Cook County Hospital, which has been partially remodeled and is being turned into I'm really interested to see it, because for many years, I went to Cook County Hospital every time somebody was shot, and it was such a run-down sort of hospital before they built a new one, that I'm interested to see what they've done when they remodel. But they're supposed to be opening a food hall at the end of the summer, which is a really ambitious thing with this coronavirus. I don't know how they're going to be able to do it, but they say they're still going ahead with the plans.
Yeah, I hope so. That would be great for that area. And I know you need to send out a special shout out this weekend, don't you?
Yes. Yeah. Tomorrow's my dad's 75th birthday. So that's why we're up here in Michigan. We went on a road trip to celebrate his birthday. So I wanted to say happy birthday to my dad, Dave Haynes Sr. And he is 75. He's putting me to shame. He still works, full time as a police officer out at the airport. He plays golf several times a week. Is the most healthiest guy I know. Never had a cavity. I had a root canal a couple months ago, and he said, "Oh, I heard that's bad." And I said, "What, you never had one?" He goes, "No, I've never even had a cavity." 75 years.
And he was on the force as well, wasn't he?
He did 32 years with the Chicago Police Department, and then he retired on a Friday and went to work with the Department of Aviation Police at O'Hare Airport on a Monday, the Monday after he retired, and he's been there for almost 20 years now.
Happy birthday, Dad, and thanks as always, Lieutenant. Enjoy the weekend, and until next time.
Hey, let's be careful out here.